for applying to our base mission of Gimel. Haizah Sadeus Ruachita. Venim Lach Lazarus Sarim. Somebody planted wheat in his field. And he had a change of heart. He wanted to plant barley instead. But he can't plant the barley there, as he already planted the wheat. That would be fine if he planted the barley. Yantanasha Tatlia. He has to wait until the seed of the wheat rots in the ground. It would take 3 days in a moist ground. And the dry ground takes longer than 3 days. And after the seed rots, the yupach, the achakap yisra, he would then turn over the seeds in the ground with a plow. And after he turned over the seeds in the ground, he can go ahead and plant the barley. In Tzimcha, lo yoymar Ezra, v'achakach oifech. Elohoifech, v'achakach zorim. If the wheat had already sprouted in the ground, he shouldn't say, I'll go ahead and plant the barley while the wheat is still in the ground. And after I plant the barley, then I'll turn over the wheat seed with a plow. He can't do that. Instead, he has to turn over the wheat seed. And only after he turns it over with a plow can he go ahead and plant the barley seed. And even though the wheat seed had already planted, so you would think, go ahead and plant the barley seed. Certainly he won't forget to turn over the wheat seed since it had already sprouted, so you can see that there's wheat in the field and you have to turn it over. Even so, he cannot do that. He has to go ahead and turn over the wheat seed. Only after that is he allowed to plant the barley seed. Kama yehirat, kama haravit. When he turned over the wheat seed, how wide do the furrows have to be when he plows the field? The same width of the furrow that he makes when he plows the field after the rain, that's the width of the furrows when he plows the field to turn over the wheat seed prior to planting the barley. Abishal in there. Tadeshala Yeshaya Raiva Labesa. Abishal said, when he plows the field to turn over the wheat seed prior to planting the barley, he has to plant enough of the field that if his field is the size of a besa, there's less than a rova that is left unplowed. A rova is 1/24 of a besa. And he has to plow enough of the field so that less than 1/24 of the field is left unplowed. The rest of the field has to be plowed to turn over the wheat seed. So applying for a base mission of dogs, Ruah v'nimlach l'noita. Somebody planted grain in his field, and he had a change of heart. He wants instead to plant a vineyard in the field. And he can't plant grain together with a vineyard, and this would be climb. The person shouldn't say, I'll go ahead and plant the vineyard. And only after that will I plow the field to turn over the seeds of the grain and to destroy them. Instead, he first has to wait till the seeds of the grain rot, then he would plow his field to turn over the seeds and destroy them. And only after that can he go ahead and plant the vineyard. Netua v'nimlach luzar. Somebody who planted a vineyard in his field, and he had a change of heart, instead he wants to plant grain in the field. Lo yoyma ezra v'achakach eshar. Certain students say, I'll go ahead and plant the grain, and only after I plant the grain will I go ahead and uproot the vines of the grapes. Elamasharez v'achakach zareh. Instead, he should first go ahead and uproot the vines, only after that should he go ahead and plant the grain. And Ratzo goymei matachav mitepach zareah v'achakach masharez. If he wants, he can cut down the vines until less than a tepach of the vines is sticking out of the ground, and then he can go ahead and plant the grain, and after he plants the grain, he can rip out the vines entirely from the ground. And since originally he cut down the vines to less than a tepach, that's as if he uprooted it completely, so he can go ahead and plant the grain. After he plants the grain, then he can go ahead and uproot the vines entirely from the field.